One must avoid obstructing the learning process. Two-thirds of the supervisors stated that they tried to avoid triggering the supervisees' reactions that would obstruct the learning process when giving feedback. Losing face in front of peers, having one's feelings hurt, reacting defensively, feeling insecure, becoming perfectionistic, being overwhelmed and feeling less competent than fellow supervisees are examples of reactions that may obstruct the learning and development. Correcting supervisees in group supervision is tricky. As this quote shows, as supervisors, we don't want to shame supervisees in front of the group. I had a horrible experience of this once, not at this agency. I had arrived about 10 minutes late for group. My work was with kids out in the field, at schools mostly, and I came in late. Usually I was on time at the group, but this day I was late. The supervisor shamed me in front of the group for coming in late. The supervisor actually had many good qualities, and I learned a lot from her over our time together. But I did not appreciate being pointed out in front of my peers like this. As a supervisor in group, we'll want to give feedback so as to support and not shame any staff. A simple way to do this is to ask for permission. For example, Rita, you made some good points here. May I offer a suggestion? This models good interpersonal skills, as we'd want our supervisees to work with our clients with this level of respect. It shows the others in the group that the supervisor will respect their feelings and their reputation in front of their peers, and that you as supervisor will take care not to make someone feel less competent than the others.